our story is about a special person named Nicanor and his investment in beautifying the Beit HaMikdash. We know that every mitzvah we perform, we're supposed to try to do in the most beautiful way. Pasuk says, we read it in last week's parsha, we say it in Az Yashir every morning, Ze Eli Ve'aneveyu. That is my God, and I will beautify. How do you beautify God? You beautify the mitzvot that God gave us. So every mitzvah we perform, we try to find the most beautiful way of doing it. If you write a Sefer Torah, you try to write a beautiful Sefer Torah. You try to get a nice cover for the Sefer Torah. You buy an esrog, you try to buy a beautiful esrog. Every mitzvah that we do, we try to do in a beautiful way. And it's one of the ways we show our appreciation and our respect for the mitzvot. Now, Nicanor went out of his way to glorify the Beit HaMikdash. He went all the way down to Alexandria in Egypt to get the best copper and the best workers to make beautiful, beautiful gates for the temple. Now, he could have gotten copper in Israel, but he said, I want more beautiful copper. He could have had it made in Israel, but he said, I want better craftsmen to do it. So he went and got the best possible craftsmen, the best possible copper, and he had them fashion a beautiful, beautiful door, set of doors for the Beit HaMikdash. And this copper was so beautiful that the Gemara says it shone like gold. It had such a shine, you could mistaken it for gold. Now, after quite a period that he invested, leaving his family, leaving Israel, and preparing these doors, he was prepared to bring them back up to Jerusalem. So he hires workers, he brings the doors to the ship, and they set sail to Jerusalem. Now, as the days pass, and they're on their way towards Jerusalem, they encounter a storm at sea. And the waves are pushing the ship back and forth. And everyone knows that one of the major weights on the ship is the doors of Nicanor. Now, the waters started coming overboard. And the sailors were concerned that the ship would sink. And the sailors turned to Nicanor and they said, your doors are going to sink us all. So we can't wait. So Nicanor begged, he tried to figure out a different way. He had worked so hard, but the sailors were scared. They took one of his doors and they threw it into the sea. Now the ship was a little bit lighter and the ship floated a little bit higher. But the waves were still rushing up against the ship. And as the ship proceeds, a short while later, they see that again, the water is coming overboard. And they said, we have to throw out the second door. And when Nicanor heard that, he threw his hands over the second door. And he said, if you're going to throw that door into the sea, you're going to have to throw me with it. I'm not letting go of this door. And Chazal tell us that then the sea suddenly calmed down. They suddenly had quiet waters in the sea. And the ship continued its way to the port in Akkum. Nicanor gets off the ship. And he has to figure he's done half a job, right? He's come to the temple. He's going to bring to Israel, to the temple, one door. They needed two. But he was at least happy he had saved one. And he had nothing to think over the door that was thrown overboard. You know, copper doesn't usually float. So the only thing he could wonder is where in the middle of the sea is that door sunk. But he didn't have much hope. Now,
so much submarines.
Chazal tell us that Nicanor looked down at the waters and there, under the ship, he saw shine. And as he's watching, the door that was thrown overboard came floating up from under the ship. And the Gemara, the Mishnah even says Nikanor nasu nisim bedal totav. Nikanor had miracles done with his door, and this is the miracle. When Nikanor saw that, he had the two doors, so he obviously was exceptionally jubilant. And those doors were given special honor in Israel. Those doors were called, the doors of the temple were called Sha'al Nikanor, the gates of Nikanor. We don't have gates in the temple that are named after someone, but Sha'al Nikanor is his gate, because he invested his life. He threw himself on the door and said, throw me over and don't throw over the doors. And as the Jews got wealthier and they were able to coat the temple with gold, so they coated all the doors in the temple, either coated them or replaced them with gold. The only doors that remained uncoated were the doors of Nikanor, because Chazal said doors that God made such a miracle to bring them here. Those doors remained there, and those doors remained until the destruction of the temple. The sages wouldn't have them removed or changed. Those doors remained. And here we see the dedication that a person can sometimes have for a mitzvah and the impact for generations. Chazal tell us if we invest all our might in a mitzvah, so it affects not only our performance of the mitzvah, but the way all of Israel connects to the mitzvah. We're not living in a vacuum. What we do impacts other people. We see one person, Nikanor, how he put all his might to get those doors, and for generations, all of Israel would come to the temple and walk through the gates of Nikanor. Everyone knew these are Nikanor's gates, and everyone knew the story behind Sha'arei Nikanor.